Brenda, I think you're on mute.
Man, I sounded so good too. So, hello everybody. Again, this is Brenda, and welcome to your SSR2 leadership call on the 13th of January, 2020 at 1730 UTC. Members attending include Russ and Lauren. Apologies from Denise and Eric, and from ICANN.org is Jennifer, Nagar, Steve, and Brenda. And I don't, yep, okay, we're good. Today's call is being recorded. Please state your name before speaking for the record. And Russ, I'll turn the call over to you. Thanks.
Hi, we already have a agenda for the face-to-face, but I wanted to follow up with Steve regarding the topics we didn't yet discuss from the SME discussion last Wednesday. I'm not sure where that fits in best in the agenda because I don't have any feel for the kinds of topics you're going to give us. What I want to avoid is too much change to the document before we hear from you, because that it's like, yeah, we already took care of that, or some other dismissal, right? And I don't want that.
I can appreciate that. And I don't have the document in front of me, so I apologize. So at the top of my head, I think we only missed a couple of items. I don't think, I'm trying to visualize the document. I don't think it was any game changer stuff or things that you had I'm getting the sense that you're going to drop or that you already have dropped. But at the same time, with that said, you know, if anything I write, I'm going to want to throw to the, and I plan on writing that today. I'm sorry, I was off on Friday as PTO, so I'm playing catch up on that. But I'm going to need to pass that by the SMEs who gave us the input on that. So in some ways, and I do hate to say it, but it might be easier for us just to pick it up face to face while we're there and just cover the last couple of items, you know, really quickly while we're all in the same room, just to receive that input and go from there. I will still write if that's what you want. I'm not trying to get out of that. I'm just saying that it might be easier and faster to reflect it verbally.
Okay, so let's start with that. So just take that first block and finish up the SME comments before we delve into the changes that have been made to the document for people's homework. I do believe actually a couple of the comments that we got before were against changed text or text that the homework changed. But I want to make sure that we still capture the essence of the comment and make sure that the changes are fine. Like especially the IANA portal one, that one definitely moved since you got the input from the SME.
Yeah, and actually the IANA portal dropped, didn't it?
Now it's only the root zone management part of the IANA portal.
Okay, yeah, so I'll take another look at the current working document and revise any comments that IANA made to me as SME comments that IANA made to me into the and try to wrap it into the current version of it. I'll take a closer look at that.
Okay, it's the problem. I mean, you got to take a snapshot to do a review. I get that.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, and I acknowledge that, and I acknowledge that we're kind of in a fast follower mode. And so some of the comments may or may not be as relevant as when we snapshotted it. So we just, you know, have to try to work off of that.
No, exactly. That, okay. Like I said, I wanted it to be constructive, and I felt that it was. I didn't feel that anybody was taking offense on either side, which was good.
Yeah, that was our intention too. So I'm glad you're feeling that way. Thank you.
Yeah, so this is Lauren, just as a note, if we do this in chatting, and I do agree, it makes a lot of sense. You can ask questions back, et cetera, et cetera. we have to make sure that we keep track so that we have at least a list of concerns, and then we can go through. I don't want to have something fall under the table. So I'm just wondering how we can address that. So not content, but just, okay, A, B, C, D, E, F, G. So we know what we have to look at.
So I took notes.
So did I, yes.
Assume that others did as well. And Steve, though, could you turn the document you have just into something that is very high level, just, you know, so that at the end we can go, did we address them? That one, that one, that one, that one. You know, a one sentence per thing.
Yeah, I think I can. I'll work with Jennifer on that this week before that, and we'll try to supply something. And you know, just to drive that home about the comments too, and that was really our intention, is that this is really our first stab at trying to do an informal dialogue with a review team and not get slogged in the red tape of formality. So, you know, the face-to-face or the verbal stuff, I think, is really valuable. Because we want to encourage dialogue and not just have a monologue going. And I think email in some ways kind of turns that into a monologue. But I think a list of what you just described, Russ and Lauren, I think would be helpful as a reminder of what we spoke about.
Okay, so the other thing that I feel is hanging, and I don't have any way to deal with this one, and I fear you don't either, and that is, hey, don't be so specific that you're telling us exactly what to do, but tell us what you want the outcome to be versus writing SMART recommendations that are easily measured by SSR3. I understand both sides of this one, but I don't know how to find that sweet spot, especially on some of the SSR2 some of our recommendations that build on an SSR1 recommendation, because we're saying you didn't quite get there, and here is what we were looking for to say you got there. Does that make sense?
It does, and I completely understand the irony of, you know, give us the concreteness. Whoa, don't give us that concreteness.
Exactly.
I completely understand the irony of that, and I think that it's just going to take some iterations on working with it, and maybe even, you know, doing a little bit of straw man or brainstorming on looking at something that may be identified as too concrete from different angles and see if there are other ways. And that might focus more on, you know, achieving, reflecting the outcome and not necessarily the path to that outcome.
Right. So to that end, I was hoping you could take a look at the recommendations for day two. Because what we're going to go through all the homework on day one, right? And that's going to lead to further changes. So I'm sure you're going to have to, you know, deal with this kind of as we go. But then we're on day two. We want to make a pass through the whole document and make sure we have not lost consensus along the way.
Yes, so, I'm happy to. And just as an additional, you know, I'll throw this disclaimer up as many times as I feel necessary, or more than that, actually, that I'm happy to contribute to the review team as often and as deeply as I can. But, you know, I do acknowledge that at the end of the day, it's the review team's decision to put, you know, the words in the text and make that happen. So all I'm doing is it would be giving a viewpoint to help hopefully drive that conversation.
Exactly. That's what I'm asking for, because I don't know how else, you know, when we're at a particular thing, you can say, wow, this is, you know, this is quite engineered, I think was the term used on the call. Is there a way we can up level and express the desired outcome without laying out the engineered solution?
Happy just, to and
to help. The answer may be no in some cases, but if it improves it in others, then I just want someone in the room thinking about that.
Absolutely.
Okay. Lauren, do you see any need for any other adjustments to the agenda?
I don't think so. One thing that I want to note in regards, though, is that I have zero complete replies for our little survey, which means that I cannot prepare anything in terms of.
I can tell you I never got one.
You never got one. Okay, so that's interesting.
So perhaps others are in the same place.
So the problem with it is, right, it doesn't send, I don't send it, right? The system sends it. So it can easily end up, I guess, in spam.
In a spam folder. Okay,
yeah.
So what was the subject? So I can see if that happened, because if it did, send the team a note that says, hey, look in your spam folder.
So it says, email, send few distribution, give me a second. Sorry, I have to click through this. Looking for you if you're in there. Yes, I have you with your VigilSec email address in the list.
Okay, so what was the subject?
The subject was, right, SSR2 recommendation priority survey. So I did fear this might happen, and that's why I said to everyone on call, please do check your spam folders. I'm just wondering what we're doing with this, because we obviously need everyone's replies before I can do much with this and before we can discuss it. So I think one of the action items, if we need to send out like another reminder to everybody, and I can then send individual reminders to everyone again. But I think it should also be an email coming from either one of us to just say, yes, please look out for it and do respond.
Okay, I found it. I will do it today, and I will send a note to everybody to look in their spam folders.
Excellent. And then after you send that and I see it, I will send out essentially another email to everybody so I can send like a reminder to the whole list. So then they have two reminders. Hopefully that will help.
Okay, I can do that. And thank you for pointing that out, because I just figured it that you got busy or something, or
no,
stuck on a
yeah,
boat it's... or whatever.
No, it's I will. So as I said, I'll send another reminder as well.
All right, I will send that as soon as we hang up.
Thank
All right.
You.
Is there any other business we need to cover today?
Nothing from me other than just to let you know, I'll send a note to the team tomorrow just to give instructions for how to access the building, because there's a security guard person at the door. So remember to bring your ID. And like I said, I'll just share that with the team too. I'm looking forward to seeing you on Thursday.
All right. Yes, that sounds important to have somebody have to run back to the hotel or something. Okay. Thank you so much.
Thank you all. See you
Thanks,
on Thursday.
Bye.
All right. Thanks,
everyone.
Bye.